The Queensland government's attempts to fast-track its controversial new protest laws have sparked outrage from climate change activists, and it's pitted some of the legal community against each other. It's all about penalties for protesters using what the government says are dangerous devices. Support for the move has come from the Queensland Law Society, but others argue it's a step back to a repressive past in the state. Stephanie Smale reports.
A dancing flash mob doesn't come across as dangerous. That's how some of the 200 Extinction Rebellion protesters started their blockade of one of Brisbane's busiest inner-city bridges this morning. But it quickly ramped up as more than 20 people were taken away by police and several resisted arrest, some activists gluing their hands to the road. As the protest rolled on, a fast-tracked public hearing into the state's controversial new anti-protester laws was underway. The Queensland government argues the new laws are targeted at radical protesters who put themselves and others in harm's way with actions like putting their limbs in barrels that police claim are filled with concrete and butane. Queensland Law Society President Bill Potts told the committee reviewing the laws the legislation will do that job and nothing further. He's questioned about his position by Queensland Greens MP Michael Berkman.
I don't think protesters go out there to harm, but we still have to take an overarching view of the safety of first responders whose duties is both to protect them and protect themselves just going about their own job.
What this bill does in effect, though, is changes the bounds of what's lawful and what's not, as has happened in Queensland in a really significant way over the last 50 years. Would you expect that other member practitioners of QLS or yourself, for example, have taken part in unlawful protest over the last 50 years?
Mr. Bergman, I'll put my hand up. I've protested. I've walked down the streets. I've been the human vuvuzela in my time for causes which are perhaps now forgotten. Look at the piece of legislation which this committee is concerned about. It's not about lawful protest. This Act is not the Peaceful Assemblies Act. It does not touch those issues of the lawful or peaceable assembly, the right to freedom of speech, and all of those inherent duties, obligations and powers that we as citizens of a free country deserve and expect.
Bridget Burton from Brisbane's Caxton Legal Centre argued the legislation goes too far and the rush on the bill is inciting more unrest.
The rush on the bill has cultivated a sense of emergency, risking an us and them binary, pitting protesters against the state. This, combined with the proposed laws and the associated perception of a crackdown, creates a danger in itself, making it more likely that clashes involving police will occur.
Introduced less than a month ago, the state's police minister had planned to have the laws passed by the end of the year, but the government now wants them in place by the end of the month. Chris Salisbury from the University of Queensland School of Political Science points out Queensland's lack of an upper house means laws can be fast-tracked in Parliament.
The absence of an upper house does leave legislation open to rushing through the chamber, late-night sittings. It's up to the Parliament to decide the timetabling that parliamentary committees have to report on proposed legislation. The passage of laws is more subject to the will and relative strength of the executive.
He explains there's added angst to any moves to change protest laws in Queensland after years of progress.
There's such a sensitivity around any impingement upon the public's right to peaceful assembly and protest ever since the days of Bjelke Petersen, and certainly in the wake of the reforms that came in with the advent of the Goss government and subsequent governments effectively cementing that right, that any appearance of kind of winding those freedoms back is responded to with alarm.
The laws are expected to be debated and passed in the next fortnight.
Stephanie Smale with that report.